China is urging the United States, Australia, and other countries to avoid actions that could raise tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The foreign ministry comment follows reports that some nations are discussing ways to stop the export of North Korean weapons of mass destruction. Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Kong Chuan says the international dispute over North Korea's efforts to build nuclear weapons is hurting stability on the Korean Peninsula. He said Thursday efforts to pressure North Korea on the matter could worsen the situation. Speaking through a translator, Mr. Kong urged caution by all sides.
The situation on the Korean Peninsula is quite sensitive. So under such circumstances, we hope that parties concerned will not take actions to further escalate the tension.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea are meeting Thursday and Friday in Hawaii to discuss their policy on North Korea. The North has admitted having a nuclear weapons program in violation of several international accords. The leaders of all three countries have said if diplomatic efforts fail to persuade Pyongyang to abandon its weapons program, then other measures may be needed. They have not specified what those measures would be. However, some international leaders, including the Australian Prime Minister, say blockades to keep North Korean ships from transporting weapons of mass destruction or illegal narcotics have been discussed. China has opposed efforts to ratchet up pressure on Pyongyang, perhaps because Beijing fears a flood of refugees will cross into China if pressure causes North Korea's fragile economy to collapse. The dispute erupted last October when U.S. officials said North Korea admitted having a covert program to build nuclear weapons. The argument escalated as Washington cut off promised fuel aid and North Korea expelled United Nations nuclear monitors, pulled out of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and said it already had nuclear weapons. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.